Nobody loves Argentine beef more than Argentines. They eat more beef per capita than anyone else in the world, but beef prices have been going sky high. Inflation and a severe drought, along with government price controls, have forced cattle farmers to reduce their herds. In fact, many cattle farmers in Argentina have switched to planting soy, which can be more profitable. Correspondent Julia Kamari-Drapkin found vegetarians and places that cater to them in Buenos Aires.
In a country where beef on the grill might be considered a sacred rite, Agustina Sinessa says eating vegetarian can feel like an act of heresy.
You're doing something really wrong if you don't eat meat here. You know, it's like a sin.
It's not easy to go vegetarian in the world's biggest beef-eating nation. On weekends and holidays, a beef barbecue is the signature social event. And Sinessa says she feels left out.
Here I don't have friends that are vegetarians. It's really, really difficult for me.
But it's getting a little easier. There's a small but growing community of vegetarians in Buenos Aires, and a new crop of markets and restaurants that caters to them. Like the Almacén Casero. The vegetarian grocery opened 3 months ago. Behind the counter stacked with cereal bars, owner Maria Magdalena gives Sinessa a pep talk.
Comienzas te encontrás muy sola. Luego, no sé cómo sucede.
In the beginning, you'll find it very lonely, but you'll get to know more people, and the people around you start to adapt.
Perhaps, but last year, the average Argentine ate 154 pounds of beef. That's about 2 servings a day, every day.
Ancestralmente han sido desde nuestros gauchos carneaban.
Our ancestors, the gauchos, butchered the cows and ate the meat. It's a tradition. It's deeply rooted in our culture. Why do people change things? Well, they do it because everything changes.
And things have changed a lot in Argentina, especially since the economic crisis here a decade ago. Angelita Bianculli is the owner of La Esquina de Flores, the first vegetarian restaurant in Buenos Aires. Bianculli says she trained people how to use soy in 2001 to save money. And after the crisis eased, an influx of health-conscious foreigners began to transform the city's cosmopolitan restaurant scene. Bianculli says suddenly vegetarianism made sense. Still, vegetarian eateries like La Esquina thrive mostly in the capital's upscale neighborhoods, where many expats live. I ask a young man at the register if he's a vegetarian.
¿Estás vegetariano?
No hablo español muy bueno.
You're American?
Yes.
It turns out he's from New York. Still, businessmen like Fernando Baz say a homegrown vegetarian clientele is emerging.
There is a demand.
Baz is the owner of Jardín Orgánico, which delivers organic produce to Buenos Aires homes.
60-70% of my clients and consumers are vegetarian.
And he says his business is growing about 20% every year. Back at Almacén Casero, Maria Magdalena isn't raking in the profits just yet, but she's optimistic.
Yo sí sí gran futuro. Pero que sí hay futuro.
I don't know if there is a great future, but there is a future.
She notes that her store is far from the trendy restaurant scene popular with foreigners.
Si estamos en Almagro, en una clase media,
we're in Almagro, a middle-class neighborhood, and it's starting to be accepted. We can even see it in our own families. They're already making some room on the barbecue. This is going to grow. It's going to grow.
It looks like it's already growing. Not far from Magdalena's shop, there are several local restaurants with signs in the window that say Comida Vegetariana. Vegetarian food is available here. For The World, I'm Julia Kamari-Drapkin in Buenos Aires.